Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Doors and windows,
Republic.
Rooms and more,
Republic.
Brand new rug on the floor. Come to Republic, come to Republic. Whatever you need, you got it. Come to and get your mortgage. Live the dream with Republic.
95 to 100% financing. 50% waive off negotiation fees. Plus one lucky person gets their mortgage paid in full. Turn someday into today. Talk to Republic Bank about your low-cost mortgage today.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X.
Pick two with Multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Catalina visited Maurice at his office and was surprised when he asked her to leave, saying that their relationship was over. He admitted hearing about her past from Auntie Myrtle and angrily confronted her. Auntie Myrtle later said she was doing it out of love, but Catalina told her to get out of the house as she no longer has a niece. As we return, Marla is on the phone with Catalina.
All right, Catalina, hang in there. Yeah, we can talk.
What's going on with Catalina, Marla?
It's a long story, I know. Auntie Myrtle gone tell Maurice that Catalina was a sex worker.
Wait. Before Catalina got a chance to tell you?
Yes.
Oh, shucks.
Auntie Myrtle really don't think that Maurice is good enough for Catalina.
So how will Maurice react?
He basically dumps she.
What? No, man.
I know, some men don't like to know that the woman got a past like that.
Look, Marlo, everybody got a past. You can't judge them by that.
Well, not everybody just think like that.
Listen, if you really love a woman, I don't see why you gotta dump she just because she got something in she past or had a past.
Yeah.
Listen, let me just hope Catalina don't let this get you down. She's a beautiful woman. And she deserves to be loved just like any other woman.
Yeah.
Anyway, changing the topic. I found out what this pill is.
Okay.
Marlo, it's drugs. X or ecstasy.
What?
Just like I suspected. Them boys confirm it.
But how they reach in this house, Anna?
Gotta be one of them two children. Kavita or Kimal.
But Kavita says not she young.
Well, she could be lying.
But why would she do this?
I don't know. Maybe she under a lot of pressure with these exams. Maybe she's just following friends.
No, Anil, no. I don't want to believe that Kavita would take drugs.
Well, when she come home, we could talk to she about it.
I ain't want my children to go down this road, Anil.
Or it could be Kimal on too. If Kavita's still saying that she own, we gotta call Yanaksky.
Yes.
Don't worry, babes. We can get to the bottom of it.
Oh gosh, if it's not wanting, it's something else.
Alright, Marlo. It's gonna be okay, baby. We got to work with these children to make sure they don't go down the wrong path.
Uncle Alexander, you okay?
Just need to rest a minute, Danny. I will sit under this tree.
That's why I tell you don't fight up to come to the farm with me today. I got it covered.
Oh, don't worry about it. I can't stay home with Paulette all the time. When we finish here today, I want to go take a swim in the creek and maybe we can catch some fish.
In the meantime, you relax though. I'm going to put down the rest of these seeds.
I really hope we don't get lashed with another flood, you know. This had made life extremely hard for me.
I know, Uncle. It's like every year now the Rupununi getting hit hard with these floods.
Yes.
Hopefully these greens grow back fast. I planted pumpkin, callaloo, boro, tomatoes, and some cassava. In the meantime, we can't eat greens every day.
My nephew, thank you for helping me so much. You know, Uncle Alexander is getting down. It's not like the good old days when I had enough energy.
But I really think you need to let the nurse check you at the health center. It's not normal that you're always feeling so tired these days.
Okay, I'm okay. It's just old age, man.
But Uncle Alexander, you're only 65? What's all about that? Look how long Granny and Grandpa live. Way into the 80s.
I don't even know if I will get there.
Man, don't talk like that, man. You have a lot of living to do. We just got to make sure that you keep yourself active and eat right.
I think I eat good enough. Paulette cooks good.
Yes. That pumpkin porridge she made this morning was really delicious. I still feeling full.
Me too. And we're going to have tasu and farina when we go home and wash it down with little ite juice.
Look, but tomorrow you don't have to come with me to the farm. Stay home and rest.
We're going to see how we feel in the morning.
Alright, let me finish putting down these seeds and then we could go down to the creek.
Right, Danny. That cool water will make me feel good again.
Mommy, I already told you that that pill doesn't belong to me. I have never done drugs in my life.
Alright, Kavita, alright. Don't get upset. We're just trying to get to the bottom of this.
So, my word wasn't good the first time? Thanks for showing that you trust me.
I do trust you, Kavita. But as a parent, we just want to make sure that you're not doing something that you shouldn't do.
Well, please don't ask me about this again. It's not mine.
So, you think it's Kimon's?
Well, if you or Anil didn't bring it into the house, and it's not mine, duh.
So wait, Kimon takes drugs?
You will have to ask him that.
You and him don't talk?
Yes, we talk.
And he never said anything about this ecstasy thing?
Please call Kimon. No one even asked me how my exam was today. Soon as they come in the door, it's this nonsense that has nothing to do with me.
Sorry, how was the exam today?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, dear mother. Let me see. It was a bit challenging, but I still have no doubt that I will be getting a great one.
Good. I'm proud of you.
Good going, Kavita. I'm proud of you for studying hard.
Right. May I go to my room now?
Okay. I cook some black eye cook up on pot roast chicken.
No thanks. I'm not hungry and I'm not a fan of cocoa. Me and my friends got pizza after exam today.
Okay.
Wait. What do you mean you don't like cook up? What kind of Guyanese child that don't like cook up?
This one.
Well, you could at least give it a taste and see.
Which part of I'm not hungry you don't understand, Anil?
I'm sorry.
Kavita?
Excuse me.
Well, Anil, looking like this pill belongs to Kimal.
You mean for tell me that he graduated from smoking weed to hard drugs? This is not good, Marlo. Next thing he may be doing cocaine and then turn into a junkie.
Oh, Anil. Oh, we can't let it happen. We can't let it happen.
And the thing is that Kimal don't talk a lot and it's not good.
Plus, he don't want to go back to the therapy.
Look, I think we should call him.
Yes. It's ringing out. Kimal does always have his phone so close. Why not answering?
Leave a message on the phone.
The person you are calling is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay. Hi, Kimal. It's Mommy. Please call me back as soon as you get this. Love you. Bye.
Well, let me hope you call back soon.
Me too. But Anil, what are we going to do with this biotech and drugs for truth?
First of all, we got to notify the father. And we can take it from there.
Yeah,
I mean, he's still young, you know, so we could work with him before he develop into a habit.
But if he doing this, we don't know how long he doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
I can call the father and ask if he notice anything.
These teenagers slip under the radar sometimes, you know. When they lock up in the room or they go to school, you don't know what they be doing.
Yes.
Parents really need to be more involved in their children's life.
But sometimes they just push you away. You know how competing one we in she business already.
I'ma tell you, the two of them hiding something.
Could this be the same thing they be hiding? The drugs?
Could be.
I really got to spend more time talking to them.
If Kimar really taking drugs, it calls for a family intervention, you know.
Yes. I just hope it's not too late.
It's never too late. When I was younger, I used to abuse alcohol. I used to think that I could drink all my stress away. I used to feel like I couldn't cope with all the pressure daddy was putting on me. But Ma, look at me now. I got out of that. I changed. Anybody could change once they put their mind to it.
To the Makushi people, streaming across the foothills of the Pacoraimas, across the forests of
and Paulette,
and mountains,
the Tasawan Farinte is really good. Thank you.
I married a good cook.
I cooking since I was a little girl. My mother taught me all these things. By the time I was 10, I could already make farine, cassava bread, pepper pot and all those things.
And we appreciate your mother doing that.
Skeeter trained Maria the same way. Teach her how to cook and do all housework from small. But sometimes Skeeter does really overdo the do, man. She does give Maria most of the work to do. Now that they're in Region 1, I don't know if she's doing the same thing.
They need to come and visit us here in the Rupununi.
You know, I encouraging her to move back here because the man she living with is no good.
Ralph?
Skeeter got to make her own choices. I would love to see my niece, but if she wants to stay in BG1, it's her choice.
I know, Uncle.
Paulette, please pour me some more juice.
Okay.
All this food gonna make you sleep, Uncle.
Well, I need to. I feel so tired.
Since you wake up this morning, you complaining about being tired.
You know, I tell Uncle he needs to go to the health center for a checkup. It's not normal to be so tired all the time.
Don't worry about me, man. This is just old age.
Uncle, you still got a lot of living to do?
I'm fine. Paulette takes good care of me.
And I enjoy taking care of you.
I know Aunt Paulette takes care of you. But sometimes you need to let the health professionals check you and make sure everything is okay.
But I don't tell you everything is okay.
Look, Aunt Paulette, until the greens start growing back, we got to try we best to see how we can balance out this diet. Mustn't buy too much of them processed food from the village shop.
I don't buy too much.
Look, we love the traditional Amerindian foods, but we got to change it up sometimes.
I understand that, but this thing worrying me. All them foreign chicken and so, I don't think we should be eating too much of it. We supposed to be hunting for we own meat and mining we own chicken. Not eating all them package thing.
We hear you, Danny.
You don't worry yourself, Danny. We know how to feed ourselves to be healthy.
I have no doubt about that, Aunt Paulette. But the way Uncle Alexander tired all the time and getting sick steady is not normal. We got to get to the bottom of it soon.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, with the Food Policy Division and the National Tushar Council under the IFAD-funded Hinterland Environmentally Sustainable Agriculture Development Project.
Hello, sister. I'm Val. I know what you're going through. I've been there too. Slaps, shouts, cuffs and kicks, endless licks. I thought I would never get out. This is not what love is about. Love is respect, autonomy, and equality, not emotional, financial, and psychological cruelty. There's no excuse for abuse. Say violence against women no more. Dial 914.
This message was brought to you with the kind support of the Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition and Spotlight Initiative. Step up and cherish each other. My brothers, please put down the guns.